Kia ora, my name is Ricky Manuel. I'm a local artist here and I specialise in Māori art. I was trained at the School of Carving and Māori Art in Rotorua in the 70s and I've lived here ever since. This is one of the pieces that I worked on. It's called Auraki or Te Waka or Auraki. So Auraki was known also as Mount Cook. Auraki and his three brothers. The canoe that they were in capsized. It's a celestial waka, so it was on its way back up to the heavens when the storm hit. And the South Islanders, the waka that's turned up. So Te Waka or Auraki is an old word for the South Island. And so the mountains over there are all named after Auraki and his brothers, who were turned into stone, which is Rakirua, Rakiroa, and Rārakiroa. It's a unique story to Ngaitahu, and a really wonderful story of the creation of the South Island. I turned those stories into a physical form. So we didn't have a written language, and it's kind of a form of a written language. So if you're taught traditional designs, you can read it. So you walk into a meeting house and you look around, and if you're trained in the school of reading it, well, that's our book, that's our written words. People call stories in Māori pūrākau. Rākau is the word pūtamai. So, you know, it's almost saying that the language comes from wood, and that's what they call stories today, pūrākau. It's not to take place of the spoken, the oral history. You know, it's to support it. So every time I translate the narratives, I learn more about them. You can see the big point that goes up here. That's the Auraki, the Mount Cook on there. And these are three of his brothers. You can see the faces. They're kind of highlighted with moko patterns, tattooing facial patterns. You can see these are the three lines here and the three lines here. They're facial tattooing patterns to highlight the mana of the ancestors. Auraki is the main figure in the middle, the older of the siblings. You can see the shoulder here and the arm comes down here. And you can see the cloak that runs over the top of his, on his shoulders here. Sometimes we like to put cloaks and korowai and that on our ancestors to celebrate them. The complete story's on each side, but when you open up, it's kind of a reflection. I do like using weaving patterns. I also do it in my tattooing work as well, my moko work. I like the rectilinear patterns. It's also a reflection of the Pacific, so, you know, Hawaiki, you know, the homeland. There's some other traditional patterns like Pātaki, the diamonds. You've got the jaggedness, you know, the pattern, the rectilinear patterns that gives you a notion that it's jagged and it's in the mountains. There's traditional elements in this, but it's in a very contemporary way, in my way, you know. So designing even the heads like that is a little bit different. That was my passion, is to take these design elements and make something, you know, new. So there's a lot of unique things about the way that I've used the patterns. So, and building like this deserves it, you know, to have something original. Every time we tell a story, we should do it in a different way. I mean, that's what art is, I guess. It's easy for me to design stuff, but to digitise it, no, not my thing. Meeting up with Morgan, who digitised this, all this, she's kind of pulled me into the, you know, into the modern world. If it wasn't for that, I would have had to use chisels and old school tools. So I went to a traditional school of Māori art, she went to a modern school of Māori art. But the thing with the old schools, it's an unbroken tradition. So another example of marrying old traditional patterns with technology.